Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is sincerity in our deeds. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. O Allah, you are our Lord, and to you is all praise. We believe in you and in your angels, your books, your prophets, in the last day, and in destiny, both its good and its apparent bad. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except you, O Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Prophet Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in guidance and the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, to task ourselves with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas u'budu rabbakumu alladhi khalakakum. الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those before you, that you may become those of the righteous, those who have taqwa. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ O believers, the task of tasking ourselves to embody ikhlas or sincerity is that a person requires and intends with their actions and their words nothing other than seeking the countenance of Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. This means that their hearts be directed towards Allah alone and that they desire nothing else but His pleasure. This is a directive that has been issued by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of those who seek closeness to Him, whether they be from the first of the peoples or the last. For Allah says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ And they were not commanded except to worship Allah, being sincere to Him in religion. Elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives sincere advice to the believers in the Quran by saying, وَادْعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ And invoke him sincerely to him in religion. So brothers and sisters, sincerity is the means by which our deeds are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us by saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ لَهُ خَالِصًا وَابْتُغِيَ بِهِ وَجْهُ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept any deed except that which is done purely for Him and which seeks nothing other than His countenance. So brothers and sisters, sincerity is the very foundation of our religion. Sincerity is the means by which a person attains unto redemption, salvation, and deliverance from the difficulties and trials that they will encounter in their lives. And this is evident in the story of the three worshippers who were trapped in a cave. As the hadith tradition tells us, a rock came and closed the door of the cave, trapping these three people within and blocking their means of escape. So collectively and individually, these three people turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made their supplication on account of seeking intercession through the very sincerity of the deeds that they had done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the hadith tradition in both Bukhari and Muslim informs us that they mentioned their deeds of righteousness and then referenced this sincerity in their deeds with each of them saying, فَإِن كُنْتُ فَعَلْتُ ذَلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِكَ O Allah, if I did that deed sincerely for your sake only, فَفْرُجْ عَنَّا مَا نَحْنُ فِي Then please relieve us from the difficulty we are in. فَانْفَرَجَتِ الصَّخْرَةُ The hadith says that the rock then shifted completely. فَخَرَجُوا يَمْشُونَ and they were able to leave the cave walking out. So brothers and sisters, this is one of the benefits and the blessings that accrue when a person is sincere in their deeds and actions for the sake of Allah. And these deeds of sincerity are also the means by which ultimately our spiritual ranks are determined. For indeed, a person's rank and degree with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commensurate ultimately to the degree of sincerity they have in their hearts when they perform them. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, also in the most authentic of hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, he said, إِنَّكَ لَن تَعْمَلَ عَمَلًا تُرِيدُ بِهِ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. You will not do any deeds that you accept that you wish the sincerity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَّا ازْدَدْتَ بِهِ دَرَجَةً وَرِفَعًا, except that you will increase thereby in your rank and be raised in your spiritual ascendancy. Brothers and sisters, indeed, the believers, once they come to realize that sincerity is the very bedrock of their religion and the very means by which they are ultimately judged and assessed, will look to their hearts. And they will strive to make themselves sincere in all of their affairs, ensuring that they seek nothing but the countenance of Allah in them. This is not a small matter. This is the work of our lives. And this entails that we do not enter into any matter and nor exit, except that we enter from a madkhal as-sidq, from a position of sincerity, and we exit it from a makhraj as-sidq, from an exit of sincerity, which entails that we seek the wajh of Allah, the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all of our states, desiring nothing but His pleasure in these affairs that we enter or exit from. And this is why you find such people seeking the sincerity, frequently uttering the very statement of sincerity, the shahada. For Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that no one will sincerely say, La ilaha illallah, which translates to, there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. La ma'bud illallah. Or you could say, La maqsood illallah. Nothing is truly sought except Allah, except that the gates of heaven will be open for such a person, and the very act of that sincerity will come to the throne, as long as such a person avoids the kaba'ir, the major sins. So brothers and sisters, we see the immensity of sincere deeds. And from such immensity is our sincerity in giving charity. For charity itself is a demonstration of sincerity. And so when a person gives charity such that no one knows that they're doing so, then he will avail, as the hadith tells us in Bukhari Muslim, that he will avail the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a day when there is no shade except His shade. And from those people will be رَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. A man who gave in charity so secretly, such that his left hand did not know what his right hand had given. In other words, this degree of secrecy meant that no one was aware. And this is sincerely for the sake of Allah. Brothers and sisters, let us not underestimate the most minor of things we can do through our sincerity. For with sincerity we imbue our actions, even the actions of the household, with the most tremendous ranks of sincerity for Allah. And this entails that as parents we ensure the proper tarbiyah and upbringing of our children. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّكَ لَن تُنْفِقَ نَفَقَةً تَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أُجِرْتَ عَلَيْهَا حَتَّى مَا تَجْعَلُ فِي فَمِّ إِمْرَأَتِكَ. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will be rewarded for whatever you spend for the sake of Allah, even if it were just a morsel of food which you put in your wife's mouth. Likewise, the wife, if she does good to her husband and senses her role in the making of the home, she will get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can apply this to all the multitude of affairs we encounter. The employee who diligently performs his work with sincere intention to seek reward from Allah, or the doctor who is sincere in his profession, sincerely wanting the best of health of his patients, or the engineer, or the teacher, or the student. In each and every one of these professions, there is an expression of a human being who sincerely seeks Allah. And on the counterhand, there's an expression of one who is insincere. And so we have been empowered to make that choice as to who we want to be. And this choice of sincerity applies in all of the affairs of our lives. So let us reflect on this. And let us seek the good for ourselves, for our families, for our communities. Ultimately, by sincerely wanting nothing but the pleasure of Allah alone. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for indeed He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.